B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
It is with great pride and pleasure that we welcome in, for the first time on our morning show, the general manager of the 76ers, the man we know and love as Chief Beef.
Chief Beef!
Elton Brand joins us. Good morning, Elton.
Chief Beef is in the building.
Yeah! There we go.
Chief Beef!
Elton, I got to tell you, when Bob Cooney was texting with you about your approval of the nickname, which was given to you really inadvertently at the press conference where they were asking you about a beefy Joel Embiid, and as a beefy big man yourself, Elton, and you were like, whoa. We appreciate you approving that nickname.
Yeah, no, BC texted me, and I just fell out my chair. I like it a lot. I'll take it. I could take a joke. I'm with it. I'm not that BC, though. I work out 10 times a day.
No, there's no father body on you, EB.
So, Mr. Chief Beef, sir, this is your first full offseason as the general manager of the 76ers. In your viewpoint from the draft to this point right now, how's it been going for you so far?
Yeah, no, it's tough. It's tough because, you know, you come up with all these scenarios and, you know, you're stressing. You need timing. You need some luck. You need everything to work out because you go through the draft first and you have this vision. I said, okay, you know, I already have Zaire. I have, you know, potentially Matisse and now Mario, Jonah. I have these young players I have to develop. So I can't add three more young players to develop because we have championship aspirations. So, all right, the draft is gone. Now you're trying to get these contracts done with these, you know, super talented players, and you don't know which way it's going to go. So it's a lot of stress. You don't want to let the city down. You don't want to let the fans down. Like, I know what this city means. I know what the Sixers means to our city and to these fans. So I'm like, I can't F this up. I can't mess this up. You know what I mean? So it was stressful, but we got through it, and I think we came out on the good side of it. I'm proud of where we are right now.
Well, I know right after the draft you said it all makes sense soon. When it didn't appear you guys would trade up or anything like that to make the big splash, for lack of a better term, you said it will all make sense soon. So there had to be a plan in place, obviously. How close are we to that plan right now?
Well, there were a few plans. So this is close to that plan. You know, because if this guy goes here, then you have to pivot. You have to add someone else. So I'm very happy where we are. Al Horford, adding Josh Richardson. You know, we lost some great, great, great people from the organization and from the team. But where we are, I'm very happy where we are and where we ended up.
Well, Elton, we know you can't talk specifically about deals until they're officially signed, and I think we know about the big one that we're talking about. But when you said the plan will make sense soon, and Mark alluded to it a little bit, but was Ben Simmons always in that plan? Was he the guy, like, okay, here it is? Because to me it just came off as when you said that, and then when the Jimmy Butler went and Ben Simmons stayed, it seemed to me that it was like, yeah, this is Ben Simmons' team and that's our plan.
I wouldn't go that far to say it's Ben Simmons' team, but he's definitely a piece, and I'm looking forward to getting that. He's a great piece, an important piece. But we can't forget about Joel Embiid. You know, like, his contract's not up now, and he didn't just get drafted. But to me, he's the ultimate, you know, North Star. It starts and ends with his development and how good he's going to be also this year. Like, let's not forget about Joe. But Ben,
I wasn't forget, but you know us point guards are more important than you big man, Elton. I mean, let's be honest here.
I don't know. He just showed you, man. It's all about playing in the paint, man.
And that defense he's going to bring. But absolutely, you know, come on, 23 years old, a rookie of the year, all-star, like, he's going to grow. So everyone nitpicks on certain things, believe me, he's developing, and he's gonna make the city proud. So I'm excited to have him back.
So we're speaking with Elton Brand, GM of the Sixers. So, and again, to echo what Bob just said, you can't comment on a deal that may or may not be in place, still logistics of that being worked out. But all that being said, you guys have a much higher opinion, and you think the ceiling is much higher for Ben Simmons than what it's already set at right now. At least him, you betting on him being on the floor, where he's going to be a lot more than just a point guard who makes a couple of all-star teams. You think his ceiling is much higher than that?
Yeah, no, we feel his ceiling is higher than that, for sure. And I wouldn't be mad with, you know, with our group if he made some all-star teams and, you know, first, second team NBA, where that is, and we get to the championship, we'll all be fine. We'll all be happy with with his progress and where he is, because it's a team. Like, that's where we built this year and going forward. I feel we have a great team and great culture in place.
So going into this offseason then, how much are you guys stressing the jump shot? Because as you know by now, the fan base really wants to see that. So how much is that a focal point right now for the team and for Ben Simmons in this offseason?
Yeah, his full development is, of course, that's the easy answer. But it's a part of his game. He's been improving it, and it's just like I just want him to knock a few down so he can get it behind him and move on because he's working on it, and it will come. And he's not scared. He just wants to make the right play all the time. And he feels like, hey, at that time, this wouldn't be the best basketball play. When I have a Joel or I have a Tobias or I have a Al Horford. So we're going to grow it. He's going to grow it. And he's excited to grow it. He's working on it.
Are you confident, Elton, that we'll be able to see a little bit of that next season?
Oh, for sure. Like, yeah, for sure. I'm very confident. Like, Brett Brown, we talk about it. Like, for Ben's development, we will see it for sure. And it's not as big a deal as, you know, everyone's making it for Ben. Like, he's going to grow into it. He will shoot jumpers. He will play. He just wants to be the best basketball player he can be for our team.
El, when you guys brought on Al Horford, right away I went to, you and I had a conversation some years ago talking about, I think it was when the Sixers still had Jahlil Okafor and they were trying to work that out as far as, you know, having two big men play. I think Horford will be real advantageous to Joel Embiid as far as growing his inside game, like a two-man down low game. How do you envision the two of them together? And do you see it that way, that Horford will be able to add to Joel's big man game?
Yeah, no, I agree. Spacing, his role, his fit, you know, as a leader, you know, his destination, he really wanted to be here to work with Joel. And then also grow Joe, spacing, he can shoot threes and back him up. That was important. So in the playoffs, you have Joel Embiid, he gets his rest, and then you have Al Horford as your center. Like, you know, I didn't want to overcompensate for that hole that we had in the postseason, but you know, having Al Horford fill in, universally respected for his leadership, his championship pursuits. He wants to win, so I'm just glad we can make that happen.
Elton, you in a day and age in the NBA where everyone's just saying shoot threes, shoot threes, shoot threes, and you need guard play, you've doubled down on centers. How much of that is really what this team has dictated, and how much of that is also trying to defend against a guy like Giannis Antetokounmpo in the East?
There you go. You know, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about other players, but I know what teams are in the Eastern Conference Championship last year. And one team lost the MVP of the finals. And so there's the other team. So absolutely, we will have to face that team if we want to win. So that's important. We have to defend, you know, a very elite player that is very talented, and we have to figure out how to get by there. So that was definitely in my mind, for sure.
And the other thing is, aside from people talking about Ben Simmons and a jump shot, the other repeat that we hear from fans a lot of times is Joel Embiid and his health, his diet, taking his talent seriously. What's in place right now to make sure that Embiid comes back as the best version of himself for next year?
Yeah, he's self-motivated. You know, it's self-motivated. Like, he did not like the way it ended, and he felt like, you know, he could have did more. He told me that. He told the group that. Told the press that on his exit interview. So he's self-motivated to come back. And sometimes you need that fire burning. You need that, you know, from within to get past whatever you need to get to be the best player he can be. So he's ready. He's working. He's traveling. But he's still working every day. And he's excited to get back. So I just spoke to him yesterday. He's back. He's ready.
Has he signed a modeling contract yet? He said on Instagram he wanted to do that. He was looking cut, EB. He was looking cut.
No, yeah, I think I've seen a 4.5 pack or something going on down there. Yeah, yeah.
Speaking with Elton Brand, Chief Beef himself, Elton, the other thing here, when you're looking at how this team is kind of coming together, you mentioned a couple of different plans that you had that you wanted to initiate at the start of the offseason. Are we at least in plan A, or has there still been some diverting based on other players making decisions to go elsewhere?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. No, this is plan A. This is where we need to be. This is the team we need to beat. You know, we're preparing for the teams we need to beat. You know, the players we lost, we thank them for all their contributions last year, and we support them going forward. But this is definitely where we need to be.
How much did last year's playoff have to do with the moves that you made this year? In particular, you know, it didn't surprise me, the Jimmy Butler decision, because maybe it didn't help out Ben as much as you know, his growth could be if you have a Jimmy Butler. Did that come into play? Did you see Tobias as a better fit with a Ben Simmons?
Ben's growth is important. Ben's growth is important, and I'd like to thank Jimmy for what he did for the team.
Sure.
He was great for us, especially in the playoffs. Tobias and locking him up for the fit and the growth of the team. So I won't get into specifics with the negotiations, but I'm happy with the way it turned out for sure. Mm-hmm. And you have to think of that. You have to think about the growth and the future of the team and the organization as a whole. When you go into these negotiations and, you know, into the offseason.
One thing that we were trying to look for right now, I mean, I know Tobias, when he came here, he was a very good three-point shooter coming over from the Clippers. Do you expect him to kind of go back to those numbers in this offense?
He was 40-plus percent three-point shooter, all-star caliber player, player of the month out there in the West. Key member of our core for years, 27 years old. So I'm excited. He fits here very well. Leader in the locker room and the community. So that's why we traded for him, to make him a long-term piece. But I think everyone would be pleasantly surprised by his growth this year.
I know you're not going to show us your cards here. I know it's like all part of negotiating and all that. But when it comes to completing the plan and kind of putting this puzzle together, I know a lot of people here would love to see somebody that's similar to the style of play that J.J. Redick had. You know, someone able to hit that outside shot. How much would you like to have that type of player maybe coming off the bench for you?
Yeah, we'd love to have that. You know, spacing is key. Oh, we're going to hang our hats on defense, but when it's crunch time, you're going to need spacing to operate. So we are looking for players that can space the court, and we are in talks with a few of them, so we'll see how that goes. Hopefully the city will have someone that they know and can receive them well.
Did any of the players you're talking to have a Justin Bieber haircut before Justin Bieber? Just asking. Just asking.
Oh, man. That's investigative reporting right there.
Yeah, big time, man.
Yeah. Elton, the defense that this team on paper seemingly is going to bring is kind of mind-boggling when you think of the length and, of course, two rim protectors and everything that you have there. How do you envision this team defensively? What are you expecting from it?
Yeah, I'm happy to add such a talented player in Josh Richardson. You know, on ball guarding was tough for us. You know, the point of attack, point of initiation, and he is, you know, at the highest level of that. So to add a young player like that, I'm just glad we can add something like that. And then the rim protection, it's the athleticism. You've seen Matisse Thybulle, you know, this summer in summer league, the way he can move, he actually shot it better than some thought he could. So I'm Zaire, he's grown. So defensively, and that's where we saw in the playoffs, when it's hard to score, you give your team a shot.
Elton, in the early goings with still some, you know, obviously a lot of time left here in the offseason, as we know. Kind of your expectations right now for this team, because the bar seems pretty high. The expectations seem pretty high with the fan base, where they're expecting this team to really make a big push in the Eastern Conference. One of your own players, James Ennis, even saying that this is the type of team that will walk through the Eastern Conference. How would you respond to that?
Well, I'd say, like, look, James, I don't want to walk. Maybe we could take the bus. It's tough. You know, we all dealt with it. Like, you know, yeah, I'm a general manager, but I'm a fan and I love this team. So I'm in the moment and I see how the ball could bounce. So it's tough. It's going to be tough. We're going to grow. I'm looking forward to training camp so we can grow with this unit and, you know, see how good we can be. But that our goal is championship aspiration. So we're going to do everything we can to get there.
I never thought I would care about the Australian national team's roster in the FIBA World Championship there, but I was looking forward to actually seeing Ben Simmons play. Can you shed any light on why he might not participate in the World Championship?
Can't shed much light into that. It still may be up in the air. You know, I know with his agent, Rich Paul, and I, we've had some good talks, so we'll see where that goes. But we support Ben in any decision he makes there.
Now, last one from me. Do you kind of feel a sense of relief? Not that your work is done. I know by no means is your work done. But a bulk of it is tied up. You look at the five guys that you have starting their contracts. I mean, that's as stable as it can be. Is there a sense of easy, a little bit of easiness on your part? Like, okay, the work, the heavy workload is done, and now it's just bits and pieces, and you can sit back and just roll with it.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I was stressed. I couldn't let the city down. I couldn't let the fans down. And it wasn't looking rosy at times. So we had to fight. My group did great. You know, Mark, Ned, we did a great job putting it together, Alex. So we figured out how to come through this in a positive way. So I'm excited for training camp. I'm excited. I know the expectations are high. But I'm looking forward to it, and we got through it. So absolutely not a sigh of relief, because we still have a lot of work to do, but I'm glad to be where we are right now.
Well, at the very least, I mean, obviously, as I said, the fans and myself included, we're expecting a great season from the Sixers. We look forward to talking to you again. But one of the things I think a lot of people wish is they wish they knew a little bit more about Ben Simmons. It seems like we know everything about Joel Embiid because he's posting on social media every 30 seconds in his personal life. Can you give us something on Ben that might surprise some people? Because we kind of see him as a silent assassin type of guy. What's Ben like behind the scenes?
You know, he's quiet, but he works. You know, he works. He's not as Hollywood as some people might think. Like, he wants to be in the gym. He loves Philly. He wants to be in Philadelphia. Like, it's not just about the contract that could be coming. It's about him loving the area and want to be here. So, and the team. So he's a great, great, great young man. He wants to work and he's developing. Off the court stuff on who he's dating and stuff like that, I have no clue these days.
I thought you were gonna say he's working on that too, Al.
I don't know about that. I'll stay out of that stuff.
Yeah,
Elton Brand, GM of the Sixers. Can't tell you how much we appreciate you coming on with us and spending some time on the program with us. Chief Beef.
Chief Beef, we
appreciate it, man.
My pleasure.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.